is after taking refuge, then the next thing we do is generate bodhicitta. And so bodhicitta is not simply love and compassion. It's definitely based on them. But bodhicitta goes beyond love and compassion to actually motivate us to become fully enlightened Buddhas for the benefit of all sentient beings. Okay, including this one. So, this is like they say the bodhicitta is, if you turn the Buddha's teachings, the cream, the best part, is the bodhicitta, the richest part of the Buddha's teachings. And they say that all happiness comes from bodhicitta, in the sense that whatever virtue we have, whatever realizations beings attain, it all comes through the Buddhas having taught us how to create virtue, how to follow the path. And why is it that the Buddhas teach us this? It's due to their bodhicitta. Okay, and so we want to generate the bodhicitta so that we can become like the Buddhas, do the Buddha's activities. And so whereas refuge shows us what direction we're going in spiritually, bodhicitta shows us why we're going in that direction. So most of the things we do in our life, our motivation is for ourselves. Or if not directly for ourselves, then towards those we're attached to. So most of our motivations, most of our efforts are directed towards me, I, my, and mine. And to generate bodhicitta, we have to completely reverse that and turn it around. So we don't generate bodhicitta because I want to become a Buddha so that I'm a big deal and I'm fully accomplished. People give me some flowers and some apples sometimes. But, you know, we want to really see the disadvantages of the selfish mind and how it keeps us trapped and how it makes us miserable this life and makes us do actions that harm others and harm ourselves, that the self-centered thought creates so much destructive karma which ripens in our miserable situations. And by seeing this very clearly, therefore to make a strong determination not to follow after the self-centered thought, but instead to look at other sentient beings as kind, as helpful, as our whole life depending upon them, and therefore wanting to be a benefit to them and generating love, a wish for them to be happy, compassion, a wish for them to be free of suffering, and therefore to actualize the aims of our love and compassion to bring happiness and to help them abandon suffering, we have to become a Buddha, because only as a Buddha will we have the wisdom, compassion, skill, means, power, and so forth, to actually be able to do that. Okay, so we generate that bodhicitta motivation at the beginning of our practice, of Aryatara, but also every morning when we wake up, also the beginning of any meditation session, the beginning of any activity that we deeply engage in. In fact, as much as possible, to go through our life just generating bodhicitta would be very effective for ourselves and for others.